whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we are very pleased to have in the studio with us today three lovely ladies representing Les Isles Rose, a business that you might not be familiar with, but I know that all of you are very familiar with Dave's Marketplace, great chain of supermarkets in our area. And we're going to be talking about the gift basket division and the gift division today. And we have the owner of that company, Leanne Cesario, is here. Welcome, Leanne.
Thank you, Mike, for having me. It's a real pleasure for us to join you for this morning.
And we have the buyer, Katie Lane, is here. Welcome, Katie.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. And the creative director, wow, Christine Tavares is here.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Did I say your name incorrectly?
You did.
Is the creative director not right?
It's not creative. It's Tarvis.
It's what?
Tarvis.
Oh, Tarvis.
Yeah,
okay.
Not Tavares. Not
said,
Travis.
Tarvis. I said Travis, didn't I?
You
or
did.
Whatever
it's
I did.
It's okay. You're forgiven.
Tarvis. All
You're
right.
Forgiven.
We'll go with Tarvis. Now, so you've gotten a lot of play time, so people will know,
nice.
That the name, they yeah. won't forget now.
Nope, they won't.
All right. What does the creative director do?
My responsibilities is take care of all the production in the back room with the gift baskets, making up all the samples, the new ideas, the creative part of it.
Okay, so you have a lot of responsibility because you have some great gift baskets. The gift basket division and this whole gift shop idea started about how many years ago, Leanne?
Well, the gift basket division actually started in the early 70s by Dave himself. He began making gift baskets from mushroom crates when he would receive the mushrooms. He'd put the mushrooms out in his small little store, and then he would use the actual baskets to create gift baskets during the holiday season. Most of the gift baskets back in those days were made by himself or maybe one or two of the people that did work with him. That's where we started. And now today, over 30 years later, we have the gift basket division in the back of our gift shop, Les Isles Rose. It seemed as though there was a need for a gift shop or a permanent location for Dave's gift baskets to be year-round, and so that is the inception of Les Isles Rose, the gift shop, and the permanent home of Dave's gift baskets.
Great explanation, and I've learned a lot myself. I can just envision Dave, who I've had the privilege of meeting and spending some time with on occasion. I can just see him with mushroom crates trying to get creative. And Christine, you're probably a little more creative than he was. But
well, no, I think Dave's pretty creative. Let's just, yeah. I don't want to take from Dave.
If someone spends enough money, they could perhaps get Dave to make a gift basket out of the mushroom
crate. I think they probably could. We could probably work that for you.
Well, we'll find out about that. All right, Katie, your job as buyer, I imagine, is pretty significant because I've seen the catalog. There's dozens of different kinds of gift baskets. What are some of the ideas? What are some of the gift baskets that are popular?
The Rhode Island gift basket is one of our most popular gift baskets.
Actually give away the whole state of Rhode Island in a
yes.
gift basket?
Okay. Yes, yes. It's pretty hard to fit, but we can do it.
No, so it's a Rhode Island product in a gift basket? So
yes.
Things like what would be in a Rhode Island gift basket?
We have mugs by Frankie Galasso. We do Rhode Island Rocks, Dell's Lemonade, Autocrat Coffee, things like that.
Okay, so people that are familiar with a lot of the product, Dell's Lemonade, for example, well-known Rhode Island company and name, so they can get product in a gift basket that has that there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you have things like fresh fruit, like Dave started with, I presume, back in the day when it was mostly a fruit basket. But now that's changed dramatically, and there's all kinds of things. You can get product in there. You have chocolates. You have all kinds of things, right?
It's a good mixture, yes. And I work with the buyers at the gift store, at the marketplace, to find the best quality products to put in our baskets.
So you have the opportunity, if it is a fruit basket, to have some of the best fruit in the state, right? Right nearby.
Yes, even local.
All right, so it's an opportunity where the gift basket division can take advantage of the fact that Dave's supermarket chain is right next door in the plaza, and you have all the access of the buying power of the whole chain. That's a great thing. I would think that would be a huge advantage. Christine, can you tell us a little bit about other kinds of baskets? Do you have baskets for young people, baskets for old people?
We have a ton of different things. A lot of our gift baskets are geared towards occasions, so we'll do a lot of get wells, thank yous, sympathies, birthdays, babies, and a whole assortment of different things. So we do gear them. We have a lot of different gourmet baskets. People like to do cookies, candies, chocolates. Italians are huge in this state as far as the gift baskets go. We make a ton of Italian baskets.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Not for nothing. But we do a lot of baskets like that. We also do a lot of fruit and floral baskets. We'll do a vase in the middle, possibly a plant with fruit around it. So there's a whole host of different occasions. We can do birthdays for 16-year-olds right up to, 60-year-olds. Weddings, anniversaries.
Now, this time of year, I'm sure the holiday baskets are big. And this is probably a busy
really
time
big.
Of year for you, right?
Yeah, they're very, very big right now. We are in full force. We have a whole crew going. We're working 6 days a week, sometimes seven, getting closer to the holiday. All the drivers are on staff. We're just, flat out busy. We're one of the biggest gift basket companies in the state of Rhode Island. So we do. We take on a lot at this time of year.
Right, and that's a good thing. If you don't know what to give, you can give a Dave's gift basket for the holiday season.
Yeah, and we hand deliver throughout the whole state of Rhode Island, so you'll have an actual driver come to your front door, and we UPS throughout the country.
Wow, all right, so you can ship them anywhere.
Absolutely.
That's a great thing. So for that Aunt Tilly that's out in Arizona.
Right, Aunt Stella, Tilly, any of those aunts. Yeah.
Well, Stella, you have an Aunt Stella?
I have an Aunt Stella.
I don't have either one of those. But Leanne, going back in time to when this all started, you've been involved for about since the beginning or how long?
No, actually, I've probably been involved for the last 22 years. I met Dave 23 years ago, and actually that Christmas was the first Christmas that I became initiated in helping at Dave's Gift Baskets. Back in those days, we would rent a warehouse of some sort, wherever Dave could negotiate some kind of a free space, and we would move in, and that's where we would make the Dave's Gift Baskets. We would start the beginning of November, and then move out of that location the beginning of January. So somehow I was able to take a little time off from my other life and my other job, and I would come in and I would help manage the crew, basically, and learn all about Dave's gift baskets. Then 9 years ago is when we moved into the permanent location, LaSalle Rose at East Greenwich Square. Prior to that, it had been a furniture store, and then they were using it seasonally to do a bookstore in the summer, if you recall, and then it was a Halloween place during that season. And then we moved in November 1st, as soon as we could get the costumes out. We would move in, and I believe for 3 years we used that as just a temporary location. Then in January we would pack up and move our operation to the second floor at the Hoxie Dave's Marketplace. Well, after that third year, we just really had enough. I retired from my other job, and that's when I really officially became involved in the gift shop. Well, we created a gift shop at that point, and then really had a permanent home for Dave's Gift Baskets, where we are now year-round.
So the East Greenwich location, it's called East Greenwich Plaza, correct? That's the official term of the plaza that's located in? No, it's not. Is there an official term? Is it the crossings? Is it
East Greenwich Square.
East Greenwich Square.
Yes.
Okay. And that's for giving Rhode Island directions, that's right across from the Showcase Cinemas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And right on Route 2.
Yes.
Okay. And there's everything, if you're hungry and you want food prepared for you, you can go into Dave's Marketplace. There's all kinds of prepared foods in there. But there's also an Outback Steakhouse. There's a McDonald's. There's all kinds of stuff there. But so you know the corner we're talking about. We're going to find out a little bit more about the baskets themselves. And one of the things that's interesting to me is that how you can custom make them for just about anyone. And you can handle that by just saying, hey, I have a friend or whatever. Christine, how does that work?
Well, that's a good question, Mike, because we do a lot of corporate companies. A lot of these corporate companies will come in and say, I have a price point and I want to send out 100 of these baskets to my clients. What we do is we will do a basket in their general idea of what they're looking for, and they also add some of their own items in there, whether it be a coffee mug with their logo on there, a cup of some sort, some pamphlets, and we'll just make it up for them in their colors. And then they come in, see the sample, and then from there we'll get them delivered.
And that's a great idea. I think we should do that at WCRI.
I think you should.
That would be nice. We could send some of our good clients. We could send them a gift basket. So if some of our clients are listening, heads up, maybe we'll be sending you a gift basket. And we'll have some WCRI things in it.
Absolutely.
So they can take whatever they want. If they happen to have, a coffee mug or a drink holder,
sure,
or any kind of pens, pencils, any kind of what we call swag in the industry, mm-hmm, from radio stations or any other companies, that can go right in the basket. You would just send it over to you.
Absolutely. We also make gourmet cheese baskets, which consist of all sorts of cheeses, soupçons, pepperonis, salamis. Those are great to send to people's homes. People really like to share those with their guests.
Now, in a perishable situation like that, although cheese can handle almost anything as, mm-hmm, far as time is concerned, they don't have to worry about shipping that, right? If somebody wants to send a cheese basket, I mean, that's usually pretty good, right?
In-state, we do a lot of them. We try to stay away from UPSing them. We do mostly in-state deliveries with those.
Okay, so if someone wants that food part of it, it should be delivered by you would be the best thing, I would think. So that's a good thing. Let's go to how to get these wonderful Dave's gift baskets. And they can do that a couple ways. They can walk into the store, which is absolutely beautiful, and you should do that because it's pretty amazing. Most people have no idea. If they haven't been in, they walk in, they see all the stuff that's there. And we'll talk to Leanne about some of that product after the break. But I want to get the phone number and the website in. Katie, tell us what happens if they call the store.
If you call, you can speak with Julie, Christine, or Caitlin, and they can take your orders, whether it be custom or not, and they can view all our gift baskets online at davesgiftbaskets.com.
Well, that's a tough one. davesgiftbaskets.com. All right, that's great.
All our baskets are available to view online, or you can call and get suggestions from us on what you'd like to do. The phone number is 401-885-8390.
Okay, why don't you do that one more time, just in case people are writing it down.
401-885-8390.
Excellent. And I would suggest walking in because there's lots of stuff to see. And maybe you see something in the gift shop you want to add. We'll talk about that also when we come back from our break. But right now, let's have a word from our sponsor. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking with the people that are involved with Dave's Gift Baskets, and Leanne is here. She is the owner of the gift shop division and the gift basket part of the business, and I'm going to let you describe it much better than I can, and tell me about all the things that happen there.
Well, Mike, the gift shop, LaSalle Rose, has kind of taken on a life of its own. It, first of all, is filled with lots of gift items. We have lots of Rhode Island food products in the gift shop. We have a full-service florist. Most people, when they drive by, think that we're only a floral shop. And actually, we do have more than just flowers, but we happen to have a few exceptional florists. Sandy is there and has been since the beginning. And Lily works with her and Megan, and we have a number of florists that really do a terrific job for all sorts of floral needs. And then we have the gift shop that has everything from the baby department, lots of personal accessories, handbags, scarves, gloves, socks, big trend this time of year.
Socks,
believe it or not, fun socks, yes. We have lots of jewelry. We also pride ourselves on trying to accumulate good local Rhode Island artisans pieces. It's not easy to do because it's very difficult for the artisans to sell to us so that we can then turn around and make a little bit of a profit, of course. But we have a really nice selection of jewelry. Zeke Stringer, a local Rhode Islander. We have Barrington Bangles, which actually is just a Massachusetts young woman who is doing just a terrific job with some really fun collectible bracelets. Then we have national companies too, of course. We have balloons. We have a big baby department. As I said, we have lots of home accessories as well. So if you want to decorate your home, we have a ton of Christmas ornaments. In essence, we have 2,000 square feet of gift shop, and it isn't just flowers, and it isn't just Dave's gift baskets. At this time of year, though, you will see hundreds of Dave's gift baskets displayed in the gift shop also. We have a big tea department, coffee department. You can stop in the gift shop and have a cup of tea anytime. We do have the tea on, just as Dave Marketplace has coffee on. We have tea in our gift shop. So come and see us at LaSalle Rose. You'll be very surprised at what a big selection of items we have.
Wow, I'm very impressed. I've been in the facility several times, and I'm always amazed at the amount of product. You do have tons of things, and you can take any of that product. If you're talking about gift baskets and you're thinking about what could I do special, you can take any of the product that's in the gift shop and have that included in a gift basket. And Christine, they can do that, or they can take product that is their own personal product. I might have a picture of my Aunt Tilly that I want to put in that gift basket or something. Yeah. How does that work? They just bring it into you?
That's like one of the best things I like to make, is when people bring in their own items. It's really fun and different when you can take something from the store and build it into a gift basket, or people bring something from home, maybe a photo album that they made for their Aunt Tilly or Stella, whoever it may be.
Okay. My Aunt Tilly's going to win out over your Aunt Stella.
Yeah, no, Stella's going to take it right here. So anyhow, we like to be different. We are open to all suggestions. We've had a big trend lately with a lot of natural organic baskets. We've been doing a ton of nuts and granolas, a lot of organic items. So that's definitely an uptrend for us. We like to stay local, so we do a lot of business with a lot of local people as far as, you know, the local farms. We had talked about, you know, how Dave's provides a lot of the stuff that we carry in our gift baskets, so we're always on board with them when something new comes in. So it's a big entity for Dave's Market to have the gift shop. It's definitely, it's the fun, different stuff that we do that people actually love to take home.
Excellent. Now, the baskets are also available if you're in one of the other locations of Dave's. And, Katie, there are, what, 9 Dave's Marketplace stores now?
Yes, correct. 9 locations.
And they're spread out through pretty much throughout the state, or at least the top 2/3 of the state, right?
Oh, yes. We have Smithfield Crossings. We have Smithfield on Cedar Swamp Road. There's our Warwick store in the Hoxie neighborhood. The other Warwick store on the Westshire Road. We have Wickford, Coventry, Quonset, Cumberland, and of course the one in East Greenwich Square, located right in the same plaza as Les Isles Rose and Dave's Gift Baskets.
Now, it's a pretty big company. A lot of people think that if they have their local supermarket that they love to go to, like Dave's. I know I shop at Dave's all the time, and I'm always telling people you gotta try this because it's the greatest thing ever. But some people might think that's only one. There are 9 of them, and it's what's the largest independently owned chain now, right?
In Rhode Island, yes, it is.
That's great. And so all of those things and the gift baskets, not all of the gift baskets, but some of the gift baskets are available in all the stores. So if you happen to be in Wickford or you happen to be in Cumberland, then you can just go to the store and buy them there. But you should make the special trip down to East Greenwich because that's where all the goodies are and you have all the ideas. Leanne, during the commercial break, you even mentioned that someone could have like a family memento or something that they could put in, whether it was a teacup or anything like that. So, Christine, you can. I just want to make sure people understand. There's no particular rules as long as it's legal, right?
Yes, there's no limitations. Believe me, we've done quite a few different items. So yeah, whatever you decide that you want to bring in, it's absolutely a nice touch to add to a gift basket. We're more than welcome to take anything on. We'll do just about anything for you.
Now, I've known Christine for a few years through business relationships, and I'm going to take this opportunity to put you on the spot.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
So what's the craziest gift basket I think you've ever had to design?
I can't say it on the radio.
You can't say it on the radio?
I cannot say this on the radio. we've done, I can tell you a few things.
All right.
We've done wicked chairs. We've done big, huge evergreens inside of a basket with all goodies around it. We've done some really crazy things.
Hmm. 5-foot nutcrackers.
Oh, we did a nutcracker. Yep, we did a few nutcrackers.
Did you say 5 foot?
Yeah. 5 foot nutcracker.
Yeah, we've done 6-foot drums. It was a set of 5 drums that we filled.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've done baskets for people. Hollywood stars, we've done them for everyone.
Can we name Hollywood stars?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of all the different ones. We've done tons of chefs. We do a lot of cookbook signings through Dave's Marketplace. We do a lot of thank you baskets for them.
Now, I've been in the office, and I've seen pictures of Leanne with Emeril Lagasse, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so a lot of famous people have stopped by, and it was one of the things Dave's does on occasion where they have celebrity chefs or people that have written cookbooks come in and so forth. And so cookbooks might be another thing that I would imagine is a pretty good part of your business.
Oh, it is a big part. We do a lot of cookbooks. A lot of the cookbook signings that happen at Dave's Marketplace, we'll get the residual ones that are left over, and they come to the gift shop, and the majority of them are signed. So they still get sold at the regular price with the signature on them. So it's a nice little
trinket. Well, wait a minute. Now, that's not right. You should be making more money there.
Well,
signed.
Let me just tell you, Dave's has always instilled in us that the customer comes first and their satisfaction is the utmost. So we just always make sure that, you know, we can pass it on to them.
All right.
I think that's why we're all so happy to work for Dave's. We just really enjoy the company.
This sounds like we're really I'm blowing the horn, but I am a big fan of Dave's Marketplace and have been in situations, interestingly enough. I know when you opened the new store in Greenville, I think it was, that I visited there with one of the sales managers that was a client of WCRI, and we wanted to go and see what a new business was like that was opening in the area, and he had flown in from Florida or something, and I said, well, it just happens that there's a new Dave's opening in Greenville, so we made the trip up there. After we tried to get into the parking lot, because the place was so crowded, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
We finally got in the store, beautiful store like all the others are, and we were standing near the deli department, and this woman was yelling at a guy because he had just started to help customers because they were lined up, and the guy wasn't wearing a hat. And this woman that was running the deli department was very upset at him, and then we informed her that, oh, that's Dave.
Which Dave doesn't like to be pointed out, so.
she had no idea. As a new employee of the company,
he probably ran and got himself a hat, I'm sure.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he appreciated that she was correct, and he got the hat. But it's a great Rhode Island business. It's a great opportunity for you to give business to people that are living here and working here. And Leanne, I want to go back to you again, because there's so many things in the gift shop division. As you mentioned, people think of a florist and they think, okay, I want to send flowers to my mother, or I want to send flowers to my Aunt Tilly, or to your Aunt Stella, Christine. Okay. But are there other things that can go along with the floral deliveries as well as the gift baskets, or do you want to have one of your other experts handle that?
We also do... in the flower department, we do a really big business in funeral work. We do weddings, funerals on a daily basis. The flower shop will get orders in very reasonable pricing, beautiful, beautiful selection. Nothing's day old. Everything's made fresh for that person. Our catering division is also in the gift shop. If you ever have any catering needs, we have Sume and her staff, Beth, and a few other girls right there to take your orders.
Well, this is a whole nother, that's a whole nother aspect I didn't know anything about.
Yeah, there's a lot of dimension to Dave's.
All right, so you have to go there, obviously, and check it out, because there's lots of things that you can take advantage of. So the flower division and the florist division, if you will, has everything a normal florist would have, pretty much.
Absolutely.
And then all these other things are a plus.
Right, and the difference with our flower shop, which is really kind of nice, is it's just not one person staffed throughout the day. There's always 2 to 3 florists on staff per day. The staff switches in the afternoon, so there's always someone there to help you. Last minute, if you end up having a death in your family and you're stuck, you're not sure who to call, if you call Dave's, the girls will go out of their way to get it done for you. Even if they have to run to the wholesale to get the flowers, they'll do it. They're very accommodating.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to have a family-friendly business, that's for sure. Leanne, I remember that earlier you mentioned that back a few years ago you were there for the holiday season and you had to move out in January. Now that's all changed because you have this huge, great structure and ability. I would think Valentine's Day coming up soon is a big opportunity for you, and both in the florist and the gift basket division.
We love Valentine's Day. We have a bit of a break after the holidays, and then Valentine's Day is a good time for us to look forward to bringing in new fresh chocolates, bring in some of our chocolate favorites. And then the floral department, of course, is very big. They're just very, very busy at Valentine's time. And surprisingly, a lot of gift baskets. You'd be surprised at how many people will send a Valentine gift basket to their mother, to someone that's unnamed, or a card is unsigned, and we deal with all of that on a regular basis. We're very discreet, no problem. It's kind of funny. But yeah, Valentine is a very big holiday for us.
All right. So no matter what the occasion, whether it's a birthday, it's an anniversary, it's an unfortunate funeral situation, whatever your needs are, the gift basket and the florist division can help you out. And so that's a great thing to keep in mind. I'm going to go back to Katie and ask one more time about the phone number and the website and make sure that you know how to order when you get a hold of Dave's. How about the phone number first?
Well, our phone number is 401-885-8390. And we do same-day delivery if you get your orders in by noontime.
Oh, wow. So if I call now, it's Saturday morning, I can call today before noontime when we get off the show, and I can have the stuff delivered tomorrow?
You can have it delivered today, in-state,
wow.
Same day.
Wow, that's amazing. So that's a great thing, too. And they can get examples of the gift baskets by going on the website, which is?
It is davesgiftbaskets.com.
davesgiftbaskets.com. And you can see on the brochure, I know you probably have 30 or 40 different examples or suggestions of gift baskets. It's not just one or two, right?
Oh, no. We have upwards of 70 gift baskets online to view.
70. Well, that ought to be enough choice. And then you can custom make from there. So that's all great news and great information. Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in and being part of Company Break today. It's been great learning about the gift basket division, Dave's Gift Baskets, and both operations, the gift basket division, the floral division, the marketplace, everything put together makes a wonderful Rhode Island business, and we're very, very fortunate to have you within the state. And so, Christine, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mike. I enjoyed this. This was very nice. Thank you for inviting us.
Great to have you here. And Katie, nice to meet you and have you part of it.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks, Mike.
And Leanne, nice to see you again, and thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure, and thank you for having us.
And the rest of you, we'll see you next month on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start riding to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song.